Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Andrew Gaff's awesome, well, sort of, rubbish bin story.
That story was rubbish. Kimber's got something fun and saucy to watch on Netflix.
Tim Ferguson from the Doug Anthony All-Stars rekindles his friendship with Matt.
And the bloody government got a pay increase.
Tell me about it.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Shut up! The boy is on the radio!
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL, and he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
Fresh up to that massive win over the Bulldogs, Gaffy. G'day, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. Going well. Thanks.
Gaffy, good winter morning. You guys are like horses, good in the wet. Have you had a good start to the morning so far?
Oh, a tough morning. Had to make the 20-metre dash with the bin to put it out in the front and edge strip this morning, and 20 metres back, hop in the car, but shit soaked. That's the way it goes
well
here.
Done.
Are there rules against that? Like, you're not allowed to run in because you're off the field. Could do an injury.
I know. And I could have slipped and could have done a real bad injury.
Well, Simo wouldn't be happy with that, would he?
No. Yeah. No, I need to take it easy from now to Sunday, I think.
Yeah. Let me get this right. Is this because you heard the trucks coming? So you had to do the dash? Or is this in preparation for tomorrow?
No, I was watching the cricket. I was engrossed watching the cricket last night. So priority of putting the bin out was definitely rock bottom.
Yes.
So I thought, it'll be clear tomorrow morning and I'll put it out first thing in the morning, and then it's absolutely pouring rain.
How about that big West Aussie, that handsome gent by the name of Nathan Coudenhyle saving the day last night? How good was that, eh?
Unbelievable. Yeah, no, it's we probably shouldn't have won that game.
Yeah, you're right.
It's those kind of wins that can set the whole tournament up. It's great.
God, he knows the cricket as well. There's not much he can't do, is there?
No, puts his bins out. What a man.
Versatile.
Renaissance.
Adaptable,
Gaffy's rolling his eyes.
Now, of course, you play in Sydney on the weekend, and we keep hearing about the hoodoo, the SCG hoodoo. Does Simo sit there with you guys going, right, guys, how are we going to fix this hoodoo?
No, we haven't spoken about it. To be fair, I've been there at the club 9 years, and this is only the third time we've played there. So talk about we haven't won there in however many years, but we haven't played.
Haven't played
too many games there since, definitely since I've been there. So yeah, we haven't played our greatest there, but it's almost a different style of football there. It's a very short ground, so guys probably kick a little bit longer, and there's less short passes. So we've got to adapt pretty well to that, and if the weather's good, it'll be more conducive to probably chipping the ball around a bit. But Sydney have been, obviously, for so many years, they've been a really, really tough team to beat. And throughout the 90s I've been in the footy club, they've been one of the best teams in the whole comp the whole time. So they've been a tough team to beat.
Wouldn't be many teams with a good record at the SCG.
No. So we've got a lot more confidence from the last 4 or 5 weeks. And Sydney, whilst they've haven't had too many wins, I've been playing really well the last couple of weeks, especially against Collingwood and Geelong, who are other good teams. So it's going to be tough, and looking forward to hopefully
you should smash them,
getting a win and then having a bye.
Be honest, they're rubbish. They've won 3 out of 11, Gaffy. Mate, it'd be nice to go 9 wins, 9-3 going into the bye, wouldn't it? That'd be a really sweet break for you.
Oh, definitely, especially after being 3-3 and playing some pretty ordinary footy at times. And I've said before, the comp is so even, and you see teams dropping games. It was great to see Freo beat Collingwood on the weekend.
Great win.
It's those upsets that make, I guess, us
tipping really hard.
Yes.
Oh,
tipping hard.
Oh,
but also
God,
makes us value when we have a good win on the weekend. So
yes,
it'd be nice to hopefully win on the weekend and have a few days off and
you'll have
enjoy
a break.
The
bike. Yeah. Oh. Will you stay over, see the family?
I'm going to stay over in Sydney for a few days and I might play a bit of golf and catch up with a few people over there. So
don't forget to tell your family and friends your bin story, because it's an absolute cracker. Or save it for Christmas.
Actually,
baby.
I don't think it's that good.
If you're away, mate, who's going to do the bins?
I might get either Oscar Allen, who's
Oscar's on the injured list. He's
young
injured.
Boy who's, who's not flying over, so he might have a bit of spare time.
Yeah, okay.
Shannon Hurd, he lives pretty close.
So skipper,
I think he'll be sitting at home all weekend doing nothing. So.
Or our old chestnut, the old punching bag himself, Elliot. Yo, get him.
Could be.
Good luck for the weekend, mate.
Thank you, it'll be good.
Send in the hoodoo gurus, they're probably looking for a gig.
Oh, for the hoodoo.
Yeah, they'll sort out the hoodoo. They're the gurus on hoodoo.
Could do that.
Dave Faulkner will do. Nice link, Kimber.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I don't want to say that. Now I feel bad that I've said they're looking for a gig. They're very good. You're very good hoodoo gurus.
Apologies to Dave Faulkner.
Quick, let's cut to a George Ezra song before Kimber blows it.
No, we're going to play Phil Collins instead. You can't hurry Gaffy out of the bin. Good to catch up, mate.
Good on you, guys.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
She watched it. She loved it. Kimber's Net Mix and Chill.
Don't have to go far before someone's going, I need something else to watch. A new series. What can it be? Kimber to the rescue right here.
Hey, maybe this one's going to help you out. It's Judd Apatow, of course. He's made a lot of great films.
He has, and TV shows.
40-Year-Old Virgin, Anchorman, Superbad, and now the Netflix series Love.
Nobody ever just pulls you aside and goes, hey, just so you know, relationships are bullshit. I just keep believing in this lie that a relationship evolves and gets better. Where do these lies come from? Movies. Pretty Woman? You! Sweet Home Alabama? Lies? When Harry Met Sally? Lies? Homeland Season 3?
Very confusing.
Get it out of my life!
That sounds good.
And we cut a little bit of extra swearing out of that too. But Love is the story of Gus, played by Paul Rust. He's a dorky Woody Allen type dude who accidentally meets gorgeous, quirky and cool Mickey, played by the stunning Gillian Jacobs.
I have, let's just call them impulse control issues.
We're not dead yet!
I feel like I'm losing it.
You say that a lot. You're the girl who cried crazy.
I saw my ex last night. I think he's still really hung up on me.
She's a I told you not to call her that.
Oh, thank you for defending my honor.
I am the one that called you a
It's fresh, if not a little bit awkward, and it's a romantic comedy, but it just seems kind of real. It's more real. It's pretty basic. The easy miscommunications that you get in relationships, the drama, all the character flaws, and not all the characters are lovable. I've heard a few times I'll recommend a show and people will go, oh, I didn't really love the characters. Well, you know what? There's lots of people in life you don't love either.
Sure.
It's just one of those things that you don't have to love the character to appreciate the show.
Or find them interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Aussie actress Claudia O'Doherty has some funny scenes, and there is just funny, decent humour throughout some pretty ugly relationship turmoils. Mm. Three seasons, but it's a very easy watch. I think, Clarzy, you watched it in only a couple of weeks,
We binge this show so much because there's so many of those little things from Judd Apatow that you mentioned the list there, and you could even work. He's worked with Lena Dunham on Girls. It's a bit like Girls in some ways. There are boys involved here as well, but without quite as many of the deep and dark stuff that you can get in Girls, but a bit of Superbad, a bit of Funny People, a bit of Pineapple Express in there, and that kind of those references to popular culture are just unreal. And Gillian Jacobs is gorgeous,
and it's just really it's snappy. It's a really nice little rom com. It's a 50-minute episode, so you're getting a decent watch every time you sit down.
Yeah,
but it does have that Judd Apatow feel.
It has.
It's on Netflix. It's rated MA 15+, and it's called Love.
Yeah, and the way they dealt with her Mickey's alcoholism in this is very, very well done. Yeah. You don't get that in comedy very often.
Okay. No, they've done it really well, so check it out. I recommend it.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
An Australian comedy legend. It's not too high a praise for this next guest who's been on our show so many times over the years. He should interview us.
Yeah.
Run out of questions. Definitely not. From so many things over the years, and you could go way back to Doug Anthony All-Stars, but he's so much more than that. And his new hit show, A Fast Life on Wheels, is back in Perth the next 2 nights. Tim Ferguson, good morning.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, what the what?
Hey, mate.
Oh, Matt, how's it going, Kimber? You maintaining order around there?
I'm doing the best I can, Tim. I mean, you know what I'm working with, right? So
I know. And you've only got the cattle prod. I mean, you need two cattle prods. One just isn't enough.
Oh, it can be. It depends how much Chardonnay we've had, Ferg.
we call it the slim controller here, mate. So.
Oh, Clarzy, Chardonnay this time in the morning. It's very fancy.
Hey, Ferg, Barry Gold-Diktinsky here, bud. That one.
So it's also you're the Matt.
I am.
He's the Matty.
Yes.
Oh my God! Like we know each other.
We do, buddy. How are you,
mate? Going so well. We made a series called Shock Jock together, and here you are. You're a shock jock.
I know. It's like art imitating life. It's bizarre.
Oh man, it's amazing. It was a hilarious show. You know that's still playing recently bought by Slovenia.
Oh, really?
God, I'm big in Slovenia, finally.
Yeah, I thought Slovenia was a dribbling disease, but no, it's an actual plague.
Yeah, I think it's both.
Still haven't seen any of those residuals, Ferg, so anyway. Yeah.
Hang on, I'll put you on hold.
That's why we got you on.
Mate, you show a fast life on wheels. I mean, you're doing wonderful stuff, bringing, you know, what you've gone through to you in your own life onto the stage. We live in a time where people are being very careful and they not knowing what they're supposed to laugh at and what they're not supposed to laugh at. How long does it take you to break through that uncomfortable, early start to the show?
Well, Matt, you know that I and the Doug Anthony All-Stars are known above all for our sensitivity.
Yeah.
True.
And so we only go sort of stamping through people's sensitivities in the first 5 seconds. So yeah. You allow 5 seconds to have a stiff drink, take a deep breath, and brace. And after that, of course, it's on for young and old.
Of course.
So
yeah.
I don't bring a lot of sensitivity to it. I mean, you know, anybody with disabilities of any kind, they're over it. Like, yeah. They've been doing it, you know. So they don't mind if, you know, people actually accidentally say the wrong thing. You know, a blind person doesn't freak out if you actually say, well, I'm glad you see it my way.
No. Mm. Sure. Yeah.
Well, they might be deaf as well. You might get lucky.
Tim, your honesty and your humility is so endearing. I saw you at the Doug Anthony All-Stars show a couple of years ago, and it was a big show for you. You revealed on stage that you had messed up your meds that night and you were basically off your face. And you were ad-libbing and riffing that show, and it was absolutely hilarious. And you hid nothing. Has MS forced you to just be real, no secrets?
Well, you might as well, because they're better material. There's just better material talking about that stuff. I talk about all the exciting stuff, what it's like to wear adult nappies in polite company. And you'd think it's a bad thing, but it means you can go anytime. You won't be distracted. Yep. You know, if you're talking to good-looking people in a nightclub, you think, oh, my God, this person might actually sleep with me. Then you go, oh, no, man, oh, no, I've got to go to the loo. And, you know, that is, by the time you're back, of course, they're gone. They just disappear. Yeah. Whereas when you're wearing a nappy, you're like, you're all set up.
Ready to rock.
Yeah, yeah. And if you get them home, well, you know, buyer beware.
Hey, Tim, I know you've got a lot of material out of what you've been going through. But, you know, is it a real realisation for you in the last few years that there's always someone worse off when we start feeling sorry for ourselves?
Oh, yeah, I kind of knew that. I mean, there are worse off people with MS, that's for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I figure there's always someone, doing it harder. I mean, recently I went to see a lady who showed me about self-catheterization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just close your eyes. You know that face you're pulling right now?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wincing, you know. I mean, just sit back, Kimber, and relax.
Yeah, it's so easy to relax.
Yeah, it's when a man has to get a little tube and stick it all the way up to his bladder.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was one of the most exciting things I've ever experienced with a woman.
Oh, well, there are clubs in Berlin where they do that quite often.
Yeah, and it's not a urologist. Yeah.
Yes, in Gummisha, Partenkirchen.
You don't even pay for the gap.
Oh, dear.
Yes, why don't you get on the ride? Das ist ein kleiner Mannschaft. Heißer Nick Auger.
Hey, Tim, always good to catch up, mate. A Fast Life on Wheels, the State Theatre Centre. Fancy. Here for the next couple of nights. Always good to catch up with you, mate.
It's great to hear from you, Clarcy, and go, Matt and Kimbo, you know how I feel.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarcy, Matt and Kimbo. Everything Perth for brekkie.
I did mention that obviously the Coalition are back in power in our country. Mm-hmm. Mm. But when we filled in the boxes and put our preferences in, did that mean that we were saying that ScoMo could get a pay rise?
Well, not only ScoMo, we finally may have found consensus across all sides of politics because they're all getting a pay rise.
Everyone.
And they're all happy.
Oh, they're thrilled.
Of course they're happy. And someone drops them off at Parliament House every morning.
Yeah, federal MPs have been granted a 2% pay rise from the 1st of July. Mm, and it's funny, I didn't see any of the stuff about their pay rises. I didn't see any of that in the pre-electoral campaigning. None of it. It didn't come in any of the flyers in the letterbox.
Of course not.
Not a thing.
Now, it should be pointed out that this is all public servants, federal judges down to, lower paid public servants too, who probably need a pay rise. But you know what? I think everyone does.
Yeah.
You know, particularly those on the lowest pay. And there was Tanya Plibersek and all sides of Parliament being told that, you know, the dole basically hasn't gone up in 25 years.
Yes.
And people might need a little bit more to have a kind of honourable life.
Living expenses may have gone up in that time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't go up with CPI, does it? Yeah. So Prime Minister Scott Morrison expected to get a bump of just over 10 grand a year. So his current just under 540,000 a year, which we know is a lot of money. But if you compare it to the leaders of business, it's not a huge wage.
No, I mean, you couldn't pay me $550,000 to run this country. I'm not interested.
It's a big gig.
I'm not at all interested.
Well, you clearly don't have to do anything.
Well, and now the base salary of MPs will be $207,000. And I stupidly asked you guys, what do they mean base salary? Thinking if that's what you get paid, that's what you get paid. I didn't realise there were so many perks.
Lots of fruit on top.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you don't have to do anything. But they got re-elected on the platform of, we won't change a thing. Okay, you're in.
Yeah.
Well, he's already had a
nice little junket over to the UK to see the Queen and a few other bits and pieces.
But it's pretty sad when you know that the average hospitality worker is earning $20.91 an hour for a standard weekday shift. And they're going to cut penalty rates. So there's you know, the people at the lower end of the scale here are always the ones suffering.
Well, they are. And, you know, people get in trouble for sort of mentioning class war and all this sort of thing. But the lowest paid workers in our society who are working, who are trying to do their best, are falling further and further behind. It's reality. It's not a kind of lefty conspiracy.
Yeah, you can see it happening. Yeah.
Now this news is out, right? So people in there's a little bit of a chance of revenge here, because you think about all of those people working in cafes who've had their penalty rates cut in Canberra, who make coffees for the politicians who've got a pay rise. What's going in those coffees, folks?
Oh, you wait to see how good I do that clover leaf on your phone this time.
Extra cream, yeah.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Big thanks to our buddies at Clean Heat who are helping us out with the show, the WA born and bred provider.
Yeah, they're sandgropers, Clean Heat. That's why we love them. And they make gas so easy, your life can just flow.
West Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. Does that really? No, it doesn't work, does it? Clean Heat make gas really, really easy, as Matt was saying there. You can join today and watch your savings grow.
Cleanheat.com.au.
Or call 13 21 80.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Twist.
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jordan missed.
Can I just say that Kimber's been complaining about you boys doing twist, but what was the, yeah, that was you, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
She wanted us to alter it up, and so that's what we're doing.
I'm just saying that you're creative dudes and you shouldn't limit yourself to just the one, but that's okay.
Oh, gee, the pressure is on.
I like how this one was a jazzy twist.
Yeah, we're doing our best, Monster Girl. God.
Monster Girl.
Now, what is she, a Muppet? That's a story for another day.
Off-air story.
In joke.
Look, you know, sometimes it's hard to remain positive about the world, but we must do it because the world is a beautiful place. But, you know, you look at the environment, you look at wars, and you think, what's going on? Well, I mean, what kind of world are we creating when ice cream trucks...
Yeah.
I've been, you know, the where you go to get your soft serve ice cream as they go around your street.
Mr. Whippy.
I've been taken off the road and impounded.
Ice cream! Ice cream! The ice cream man is coming! The ice cream man is coming!
Yes, New York City investigators have seized 46 ice cream trucks after their owner was accused of evading $4.5 million. In traffic violations.
Oh, really? He was in a hurry to get to the kids.
Yes, running red lights, parking near fire hydrants, blocking pedestrian crossings. Sounds a lot like sort of every parent in an SUV in a school zone at 3 to 5 to 3 to me.
Sure, kiss and drop off.
But yes, this has been done, and apparently between 2009 and 2017, 22,000 tickets were issued to this company. But their owner, Dimitros Tsirkos, has avoided paying them by creating what they call shell companies. Right. So basically every time he gets a ticket. He dissolves that company.
Changes the company name.
It's a new company. So again, you know.
I just thought that's how all businessmen had operated
exactly.
for generations.
That's yeah.
Brilliant,
he
though.
Sounds like a very modern business person.
Yeah, and also, ice cream vans have to pull over wherever they can pull over.
Duh, Fred.
It's
totally.
Just a thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
The people deserve their ice cream.
But it gets a little murkier.
Oh, really?
Okay, so this chap has been sort of labelled as a kind of mafioso-style ice cream vendor.
Okay, right.
Because there's a war going on for the best spots.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Standover tactics?
Standover tactics. Ooh. He's basically copied his main competitor's symbol
right.
and changed the name by one letter.
I think he's a good entrepreneur.
He sounds Jeez. Like the sort of guy who'd fly in Australia.
Yeah, it's wow.
funny how he gets, you know, they're really tough on the Wherry Parks and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But his ice cream, does he wash out the machines? You know that thing that can give you gastroenteritis or whatever you can get from those things?
God knows what's in those.
Yeah, please cleanse
don't
that
question
thing.
It. It sounds like you're going to get your ice cream served in a violin case.
Oh, dear.
this could be the next Netflix and chill, I think. Netflix and chill.
We'll find him down the bottom of the Hudson.
Ice cream wars.
Ice cream!
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Sorting the winners from the wooden spooners. AFL footy tipping on the Big Breakfast. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5. With thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch. Go to thegame.com.au.
Not too late to sign up, get involved, and you could win yourself a Mazda BT50 or maybe $1,000 in cash available each round.
Now, I thought that because, of course, our Kimber did extremely well last year with her friend Jack helping her, and she's at second from bottom in the West's tipping at the moment. I thought it's just an aberration. But Kimber did just say, have we both all gone for the Dockers this week?
Yeah, that sort of
so,
it really indicates how on the pulse I am.
How they switched on you are to the
having
AFL.
A buy.
Yeah, and my neighbour pointed out to me this week how disappointed he is with my abilities, as last year he thought it was very solid to follow my tipping. This year, not so much.
No, the man to beat is the one and only Rick Arden. He's out on his own.
He's a bit of a ledge, Rick, isn't he?
Yeah, what's going on? The almanac.
So last week you both got 7 and I got 6. Mm-hmm. As you know, I was trying a few fluky ones to try and sort of climb my way back up the ladder.
Yes.
I did
effort.
Pick Frio. I was the only person to pick Frio
yes,
last
you
week
were.
To beat Collingwood. Absolute fluke. But, I've got faith in my boys.
Yeah, well, good. We've got to bounce back at some point, but we're not beating Rick at any point. But it doesn't matter. If you don't even know footy, all you have to do is have a good week and you get a chance to win a car.
And we've all gone the Eagles to beat the SCG Hoodoo.
Yeah, they should beat Sydney. I don't know what all the hype's about. Even without Shannon Hearn, the captain's staying at home with a tight hammy or a slight tear in there.
Yes.
So, I think they'll be all right. So, Matt, you are leading. If it's a game of three, you're leading. You're 62.
Yes.
I'm 60. Kimber is 58.
But
quickly catching up.
Essentially, I'm excelling in mid-table mediocrity.
Well, you are. And Russell Reed, who takes our tips, I'm sure he's your mate and he's helping you out just a little bit there because you've got a very similar score.
Once he helped me out.
Have you noticed?
Once. Yeah, I love Russell. Yeah. He's my man.
Oh, hit a nerve.
Don't look at me. I haven't been paying attention since you said there's a tear in there.
Kimber's going for the Dockers.
A tear as well.
Only 6 rounds. Good luck with the game. You can register, of course, at thegame.com.au.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Coldbrook, Cannington, Malcolm, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvik Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
It's that time again, peoples.
Time to spin the suburban wheel.
You ready? Last was Belmont. Who will it be this time?
Well, Maddie writes suburban songs for our beautiful suburbs of Perth.
Yes.
And we're somewhere in the vicinity between 40 and 50 now.
Yeah, we've lost count.
And in case you're wondering, when Matt says, it's that time, people, whenever he hears that music, he puts on an American accent.
Yes, cool. I do. And very annoying, and I do apologise.
No,
thanks for the people on Facebook who have been saying, what about my suburb? We add a different suburb every time to the wheel, so we never know what we're going to get.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. Let's go. Spin it. Ooh, nice spin.
Thank you.
You've been working out. Here we go. We got a bit of... Ooh. It's
Alice falling
well, back onto
hello.
That one.
Oh,
really?
Gee, they won't let me in there.
Really?
I'm interested to see you film here.
Dal Keith.
Ooh.
Have you got any contacts? I don't know anyone in Dalkeith.
Is that where the beautiful Jutland Parade is, which, again, I've never been to?
It is in there, yeah.
It is.
Oh, wow. They don't let Beckenham boys in Dalkeith.
Well, you might have to get some file footage if they don't let you into film.
I might have to hire a suit.
Such a great place.
You could use the same footage that we used from Balga. Clairsy and I always called my suburb Balkeith.
Yeah, it was Balkeith.
It's pretty much the same,
it's pretty much the same.
Very similar.
Oh, that's done then. Okay.
Yeah, when Kimber was trying to sell her 9-room mansion. But
so don't worry about getting on Facebook and telling me everything you know about Dalkeith, because we already know it's like Balga.
Oh, honestly, I think you're going to need some help. I don't really know Dalkeith. I've got no buddies there. I've not driven really through there.
We've driven through there a few times. You know, we go that on that beautiful summer or spring day, drive through Dalkeith and pretend you live there. You know, we live in the Western. Well, we don't actually. We're just picnicking here.
Okay. Well, this will be a real experience, because I can honestly say I've never driven into Dalkeith.
All right.
And honestly, if you live in Dalkeith and we've pegged you wrong, if we're making out like you guys are fancy and whatever, and you're like just kind of sitting around in your tracky pants at home right now.
There's a burnt out shell of a car out the front of your house.
Probably not.
then tell us that is the case.
Yeah.
Go to our Mix Facebook page and give Matt some hints on Dalkeith.
Dalkeith, I'll try and drop that this time next week.
Fair chance next Friday.
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clairsy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
British documentarian.
Uh-huh.
Sounds pretty fancy, it doesn't
it? It does, very much so.
British documentarian Louis Theroux has announced that he is returning to Australia. Louis Theroux Without Limits will be touring Oz and New Zealand in January 2020.
So I'm thinking very, very hard. I'm thinking very, very hard of a laser beam just sort of blowing up Liz's head. Is that right?
That's about it.
He has met a lot of people, Louis Theroux.
A lot of interesting people.
Really, like cult members, prisoners, sex workers. He's put himself in a few dangerous positions over the years.
Yeah.
And this will be a two-hour show joined by Julia Zemiro, talking about behind-the-scenes encounters and a few secrets that never went to air.
Okay.
And people have a lot of questions about some of the things, you know, because he's encountered, because he's been in so many dangerous places that people have gone, how'd you get out of that?
Because of his
style,
he's a smart man, but he's also sort of almost got that fumbly Hugh Grant style.
It's disarming.
Yeah, it is very disarming, very lovable as well, I think.
Yeah, well, general tickets.
Well, certainly producer Shelby thinks
that's why I said it, He's melting.
When Shelby found out that he was coming here on tour, she's been distracted all morning.
Well, because we had a conversation yesterday after the show about who your favourite person to have dinner would be, and hers was Louis Theroux, and then bang, this morning the tour's announced.
Wow, how
amazing.
About that?
Must have had some influence.
Well, general tickets go on sale June 24. There's pre-sale June 18. Yep. You can see him in Perth on Sunday the 12th of January at Riverside Theatre.
Right.
So you can check that one out. Now, Ed Sheeran, he loves tomato sauce. Okay.
Well, yeah, he's a sauce.
Hey, sauce.
He loves the sauce. Enough to get a tattoo of a ketchup bottle on his arm, although he's got a collage of tats, so I don't know if that's anything to go off.
Right. Like Coles Minis.
Yeah, but he's now teamed up with Heinz, and they're launching Tomato Edchup.
Oh, dear.
It's standard tomato sauce. It's just dead horse, as we called it.
Yeah.
But special edition bottles will be available online with an image of a tomato wearing hipster glasses.
Right.
I love doing Ed Sheeran stories. Mm. I wish we could show Matt's face whenever I talk about Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that blank expression.
There's just this level of like, as if the world has given up. I don't know why.
Well, it was because at one stage you were doing it almost every day in the juice, because he was making news every
day. He's a big deal.
He is a big deal. Yeah. I just don't know why you would. I mean, he's got enough money.
Yeah, I don't know why he's teamed up.
Oh, no, he's putting a new moat on that mansion and that town that he's built.
Maybe he just genuinely loves sauce.
Yeah, well, make your own.
Yeah.
He hasn't got time. He's writing songs.
And, guys, important news for Rebecca Judd and Chris Judd.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm interested.
Yeah,
I mean, they are renovating a Spanish colonial home in Melbourne's southeast.
Okay,
because they sold their Brighton home and now they've been renovating this other one.
Right.
And the renovation includes a top-line Magna pool, a spa, a tennis court, and a new gym. But would you believe it? They've gone and made a terrible mistake.
Oh, Juddy.
Turns out they didn't measure a few things properly, and there's a column in the garage, which means the Range Rover won't fit in.
Oh, no.
How many times has Kimber said, measure twice, cut once?
Absolutely. What a mistake. They said, we tried one night, we couldn't even get the nose in, and this isn't going to be my dream home if we have to leave the cars out on the street.
Certainly
not. Oh, the nose of the car, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
not
and, Juddy. It's cost them $50,000 to fix it.
Oh, no. The poor loves.
That was just in Chris's pocket, that loose change.
So is the garage getting converted to a place he leaves his Brownlows? Like,
maybe they could just park the car on the tennis court. I don't know.
In the pool.
That's your daily juice.
Oh, all the important stuff. Well done. And what's funny is Matt did really spark to life when you mentioned the Judds as opposed to
Ed
Sheeran.
Well, they're Australian royalty.
They are definitely Australian royalty.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Oh, fantastic. Manchester United have produced the impossible.
Oh, what better way to warm your heart than to watch Manchester United?
Can you believe the current squad is coming to Perth?
Yes, I can now because it's true.
And we have lined up a once-in-a-lifetime experience for some lucky Perth kids going out onto the field with a Manchester United player as an official mascot.
Yes, all this week we've been auditioning the Big Breakfast's kitty commentators and, gee, they've been good.
Yeah, they're
great. Damn fine. The latest of those is a young person by the name of Finley.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, and Mum Louise is on the line. Louise, good morning.
Good morning. Hi,
Louise. Finley, a bit of a football fan. I say football, but you know I mean soccer.
No, it's football.
Yeah, soccer, football. Yes, both.
And are you a Manchester United family, Louise?
Yeah, we are.
Good.
Really
for you.
Big fans. Yeah.
Oh, this must be right in your ballpark. When you heard about it, did you all get super excited, Louise?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Finley's been walking around with the radio for the past 3 mornings. Are they going to call me? Are they going to call me?
Oh, well, let's play Finley's little commentary.
Cool.
It's an early stop from Mum. Coffee in hand and now she's awake. She's moving fast. Lunch, breakfast, chow, and she's on fire. The kids are slow. Slow to start. Breakfast, backpack, clothes on, and shoes on. Oh no! Have they forgotten to brush their teeth? Will Mum notice in time? No! Out the door, in the car, radio on, 94.5. The kids have been dropped off. That, my friends, is a great spectacular goal.
Oh, it's something a bit different, not a game, just commentating live from Finley.
Yes.
Super cute, Louise. We love the commentary there. And so great. Finley is going to be walking out onto the field with a Manchester United player as an official mascot.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, guys. That's great.
That's
so chilled. He will be so happy.
Oh, great. And obviously at school at the moment, right? So that's what we
Yeah.
Well, look.
Yeah, but I was going to say, his granddad's a really big Manchester United fan and all my family still live in Manchester, so he'll be totally stoked that he can give them away from the field, so thank you.
Oh,
brilliant. What a result.
Well, that's you the family, of course, going to Manchester United versus Leeds at Optus Stadium on Wednesday, July 17, Louise.
Brilliant, thank you. Yeah,
and all our best to the young fella throughout the day. I'm sure you'll get the message to him in some way, shape or form.
I'm sure. Yeah, I will. Thanks, guys. Yep.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now it's time for Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Yeah, I've got a mate. Who would have thought? You know, anyway, look, he's just started. he started a new chicken dating site.
Okay.
Yeah, tough business, though. He's struggling to make hen's meat.
I like the I've got a mate joke first. Better.
Yeah, I just want to take you under my wing sometimes.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.